Although we've come to the end of the road, and I can't let go.
It's unnatural.
It's unnatural.
You belong to me. I belong to you. Are they the words?
You nailed it. Yeah.
You smashed it.
That
then.
Is right, yeah.
I had an opportunity to see Boyz II Men.
Why didn't you go?
Because it was in Epcot in Disney World and the rides are better.
Yeah, fair it is. Yeah.
I couldn't be asked.
And also you just like, play End of the Road. Yeah. But it's not really.
No, make love to you.
What's that other one?
Make love to you?
Yeah. I'll make love to you.
I fucked it up.
Like you want me to. Which is usually slow and far, like, pretty quickly.
Quick and disappointing. Yeah. Slow and pretty quickly. Done.
End of the Road. I'll make love to you. Yeah, that's the only one I know.
No, they've got one more, I'm sure.
It's so hard to say goodbye. Is that how it goes?
I don't know. Freaky Baby, that's a banger. That's not Boyz II Men, though.
It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.
What's the face, Aaron?
I don't know, I just don't know if I'm saying it in the right key or in the right way it's said. Who is your favourite band of all time?
It's Fall Out Boy because I'm a fucking emo gimp.
Yeah.
Yeah, saw them live.
Not just a phase, man.
Yeah, love it, mate. What about you?
I don't know. I don't think I really give a fuck so much that I like.
Why'd you ask me that question?
No,
then?
I just mean like I don't really have a favorite, a specific favorite. I just get married to
songwriters,
a genre and stuff, as opposed to like the band within that genre, I guess. Yeah.
I really so like deep Luke Combs. Oh no, really?
Yeah.
I knew he was coming up. To be fair, but he's not a band. He doesn't count.
I wish he would come all over my face.
Wow.
He's a good man.
He looks like me.
Huh?
Is that what you want,
Aaron? Fucking wish you looked like him.
I'm fitter than Luke Combs. 100%.
But you don't have the dulcet tones.
I don't have...
Look at us rapping. Fucking someone's open for MC Hammer.
How was that?
Gonna drink from your bottle and go full throttle. Well, mate, I'm gonna... Fuck it, I'm so good. It was good. Yeah. It was good. Did the Lowry, did the Philharmonic. That was horrendous. We won't even go into it. It was awful. It's awful.
Shout out Liverpool.
Well... It's literally, I think it's probably the first time I've bombed in Liverpool. Yeah. It's outside of new material gigs.
Smaller room, that though, innit, at the Phil. I've been.
Yeah,
there
was like 100 in, and it felt like it could hold 7,000. It was such a big space. Yeah. I just met a racist.
Nice.
Yeah.
What was his name?
John.
Typical racist name.
Typical racist name.
Good English name.
Yeah.
Fucking.
He was a tall man, and it was just very eggy. Yeah. It was rough, man. So I just started my welcome. I overran by 40 minutes. fuck him.
Have you changed your approach? So because you do a lot of tour support, you've done a lot. When you go to a music gig,
easy to follow. That's why.
Is that the name of your tour? Easy to follow. Why don't you, do you have a different approach when you go to a music gig? Do you go and see the support acts or do you just turn up? Because a lot of people just turn up when the...
Depends for music, not so much. I will for stand-up. But I feel like with music, I need to know them to have an investment.
I've had bands win me over.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've had bands win me over. Where I've not known much.
I went to see a band when I was very young called Tonight Alive. Not if you're aware of these.
I mean, the emo-y pop punky.
Yeah,
it sounds like they are.
But they've got a lead singer that's Australian, and she's called Jenna McDougal. And you've never seen a fitter woman in your life, mate. She's so fit.
I'm sure, my good lady wife.
She's just a bit. Oh, she's shaved her head now. Don't like that.
Why not, Aaron?
Just don't.
I think she's in the. I think she makes.
So that's what she looked like when I went to see her. When I went to see them.
Okay.
So, you know, the coloured hair, looking all sexy.
Just before you skit the skinhead, is it a voluntary skinhead?
Yeah.
Okay, good. Just wanted to make sure.
Mate, she was fucking outrageous. Get on that there. So fit.
I think I have heard them.
Yeah, you might have, because you're a fucking Marvel dude. One of their songs was in the Spider-Man movie, and that's what sort of like made them a big thing.
Checking my library, mate.
Tonight
Alive, they're in my Apple Music. I don't recognise any of those songs. I've got an album in there.
The Spider-Man one you'll probably know. Anyway, point being, they had a band supporting them called the Somerset, right?
I've also heard of them as well.
Yeah, and they were, it was, mate, I'm going to play you one of their songs, Foot Monetization, the James Blunt one was sound.
it just said, we did get a copyright strike.
Yeah, we did get a copyright strike, but it's fine. But they went on, and I've never seen... A band make me so
wet,
uncomfortable with how cringe the whole thing was.
Oh, really?
Right? So he came out and he was like, thanks so much, guys. We're a band called the Somerset. And that's how they would like, they were like, yeah, Canadian. Yeah, super, and that was like, yeah. It was so, but
I was
going to
say
so
super
corny.
American. I went super, you went Canadian.
I think they might have been American. I don't know. Yeah. But it, like, they had a song called Boomerang. And that was stuck in my head for, what year are we in now? About 11 years.
Like, so it kept coming back to your head, did it?
Well, the first
much
thing
like
you
a boomerang
did,
would.
Well, think of all the support acts you've seen.
Yeah.
Very nice, by the way.
Thank you.
Think of all the support acts you've seen. Why do I remember these from 2011?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? So I'm going to play you their song, Boomerang. It is the worst song I think I've ever heard in the history of all songs.
Stuck in your head.
But yeah, it's bad, man. It's so bad. We're a band called The Somerset. How do I remember how he introduced himself?
It's stuff like that sticks. Because I went to see Blink-182.
Joe, by the way, I've got the fucking advert playing here. Someone buy me YouTube Premium.
Please.
I've got fucking promoting Airbnb here.
So annoying, isn't it? Just before you play it, cringy sticks with you. Like, I saw the All-American Reject support Blink-182, and they were just going, Liverpool! Over and over again. They were going, who loves you, baby? They're like, over the top. But, like, you know the All-American Rejects? They're sort of like, move on. They're not that band. Do you know what I mean? It's like they were trying to be like a classic rock, like a Guns N' Roses, like, Liverpool, baby! Move along, like I know you do. It's not a fucking vibe.
Yeah, if your song's
been... Gives you hell.
I was going to say, if your song's been in the Little Nicky, but that was Zebrahead, wasn't it?
Running through my head. I used to fucking love Zebrahead, mate. The anthem by Zebrahead. Banger.
Anyway, get on these here. So, first of all, this is what he looks like in the video. There's like tinsel all around.
Is he wearing
him.
The Liam Tuffy uniform with a t-shirt and a jack shirt over it?
No, he's wearing a denim jacket that's way too small for him.
Liam Tuffy's other uniform.
Yeah. I'm going to play the whole thing, start to finish. If I was Jay-Z, you might be on stage. We can rock the nation like we do. If I was Jay-Z, you win me on Lisa. I still remember it. This is how horrendous it is.
Just reference after reference. I've heard enough. Because I grew up emo.
I've just looked at the video and who's in the video with him, and I've changed my opinion of the man. He's fucking fly as hell. I remember he was wearing white jeans. Sorry, go on.
White jeans is a statement piece.
Yeah.
I grew up mishmash, get a wash, like Fringe and that, long hair. Yeah. I used to love music like that. But what is it about? Why are their voices getting progressively squeakier? It's like a really squeaky pitch, like that sort of like pop punky.
Yeah.
And what, like, did you ever hear of a band? I think the most sort of cringy one I used to listen to was, did you ever hear of a band called Cute Is What We Aim For?
No.
Mate. When I say I had an emo fringe, he had like his hair, whole hair was his just fringe. It was entirely fringe, like long hair. Oh, mate. Yeah. They had a song called The Curse of Curves. Look it up if you want a cringe fest, but I used to sing that thinking he was the most eloquent. Poetic.
I used to be really into a band named Neck Deep. Are you familiar with them?
I like Neck Deep, yeah. I've only
Their
heard
new
a few,
stuff's horrendous, though.
I think I heard a song called In Bloom, which I really like.
Yeah, but that was like the last album I listened to from them, and that was when they were teetering on the edge of like just like squeaky, like Long just... Lonely December. It used to be screaming and like just like it was all like pretty rocky, and now it's just like. One day I went out and then I came home. Yeah. I had a great day.
I still love that song.
It's awful.
Do you know what's mad though? It's like sounds quintessentially American. Yeah. Deeper from Wrexham.
Yeah, literally 2 hours away.
And I bet you they're bigger in America than they are.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah, so they're fucking say what you want about them. Yeah. They got to be fucking killing it.
Do you know what I've started watching that I can't get enough of at the minute?
Go on.
Did you ever watch Lizard Lick Toeing?
That's got Rebecca's dad written all over it. And I've seen the odd episode.
Mate, get him on the pod. It's so good. I love it. I just, mate, it's so stupid and so good.
That's got like that. What's that channel? D Max or something. That's got fucking D Max written
all on YouTube at the minute. And I'm loving it. Like the little one liners that come out of it, it's so dramatized and so rehearsed. It's so stupid. But like at one point, the guy tries to come and fight him, and he was like, "You don't want to fight me? You better off trying to put chicken lipstick on a chicken." It's so stupid.
Got like, a writer in the back going, "What's the most redneck sentence I can pick?"
It's so stupid. And they've got Big Juicy there and Crazy Dave. It's such a good
Big
show.
Juicy.
Yeah.
What a stage name.
Yeah. What do you reckon? what do you reckon she looks like?
Big, oh, I thought it was a guy.
No. No. Well,
Big Juicy. I mean, I've got an idea.
Yeah.
big and Juicy by any chance.
Yeah. What a woman.
It's like the same sort of vibe as like same channel as that Miami Ink could be on.
I used to love Miami Ink.
I used to watch Miami Ink religiously.
Arj was his name.
Ari, wasn't it?
Ari.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But I used to watch it with like the no intention of ever getting a tattoo.
Yeah, still don't have any, do you?
Yeah, I still don't have any, but I was just fascinated by it.
We should get you a tattoo.
Yeah, what should I get? Off your chest, on me chest.
Marmite.
The Marmite logo. Yeah.
Well, on Lizard Lick Towing, he's got Lick Life written on his forearms, so you could get like...
I want knuckle tattoos, you know, that spells something.
Liam Tough.
I didn't have enough fingers. Like, I didn't figure it out until it was getting done.
Yeah, yeah.
fucking hell.
What was that?
Something at the window.
A man, probably.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
That's right, stop put.
Yeah, first time that's happened.
Not when I lived there. Used to happen quite a lot.
That bit you've got, is that
where
the window?
Where your sat was where my bed used to be, and I used to sit on the bed and like eat my food or whatever while watching the telly, which was there. And I remember a guy was, obviously, you know, where that little alleyway thing is there. Yeah. A guy was like properly kicking off in that alleyway on the phone. And I had my window open. So as I'm watching the TV, I've sort of like looked to the left to see the man screaming. And he's seen me look at him and then come barging over to the window. And mate, I felt so good, you know. Like he come right running up, what the fuck are you looking at, mate? And I literally just very gently just closed the window, pulled the curtains, and he was like banging on the window, and I just carried on watching like Drake and Josh and that.
Yeah, passive aggressive. Yeah, I love that.
But he was raging, Matt, and like fully, but like, you can't get in the building.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The cyber scare sometimes, like literally, like all that was separating you from being assaulted was just a few inches of glass, not even a few inches.
No, because he did look like he was due a fix of something, so probably didn't have the energy to break it.
Yeah,
bless his heart.
So is that the same window? Is that the same window from your bit?
Yeah,
broken into.
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it is.
I feel safe.
Yeah, yeah.
I've been sat right in front of it this whole fucking time. Did you do anything over the bank holiday weekend? Obviously, it's bank holiday Monday today.
I opened for Hammersmith at the Lowry. That was really fun. And then I went on a little date night with Beth.
Splendid.
Yeah. We went to...
Do you lay it down gently? Or did you just... Sorry. How was it?
Yes. both. Yeah, it was fun. We went to a new place in town. They had like the little, similar to Flight Club, they had like a little darts thingy. And she won, but I let her win.
Why?
Just because I wanted to get my...
That's not a real victory, though. She's never going to learn.
No, I know, but I couldn't care less. I wanted her to be in a good mood when she gets home.
Yeah, wanted her to dominate you. Both out the bedroom and in the bedroom. Why are you looking at me like I'm making this weird?
You are.
Tell me more. How was your bank holiday?
You've gone all like quiet and coy since that man banged on the window. Are you all right?
I'm scared.
Do you feel
I'm not
going
to lie. I am scared. Yeah. I don't deal well. Do you want to meet my mate Stanley? That's what I'm fucking worried about. A repeat of that. I went out last night to see Rebecca's sister, Vanessa, play in a nice pub in a place called Cronton. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's just like a nice little village between kind of like Widnes and Highton. You know, like it's not Liverpool, but it's like the outskirts. They probably
She's living the streets.
Dead nice, quite full on a Easter Sunday. And she was killing it. She's so you've heard her play.
Oh,
she's
yeah.
so good. Yeah. And she was playing obviously the best types of songs to be playing in a pub when everyone's having a
sweet Caroline.
No, like more like somebody who loves me. Stuff that end of the road.
You've meet Jay-Z, you'll be my Beyonce, you can back Tiffany and Sutton. I don't even listen to him. Shut up.
Like everyone was up and dancing, but there was this group of women that I was calling the Real Housewives of Cronton. You just look like, because it's a dead nice area, and they just were all dressed up to the nines for a pub. Do you know what I mean? Like not as if it's a night on the town, and they were dancing, giving it the biggin, and they were having a boss time. I'm not going to judge anyone for that. They were having a great time. It added to the gig, but they made it their mission to get everyone in the pub up and dancing, which I like, but I don't like forced fun. I get that you're having a good time, but I've had a long weekend. I don't want to dance.
Such a miserable twat.
I don't want to dance. So who are you to come up and dictate to me that I whether I should dance or not? They came up a few times, you know, like, and I was like, and then just carried on talking. Rebecca got up and had a dance with them. Usually I'm well up for it, but I just, the fact they were trying to force me to do it was putting me off. And I was thinking, I'm sick of saying no. Like, what can I do to, like, stop them from doing it, like doing it again? And it was towards the end of the gig. Vanessa had announced she was going to do her last song. They got every single person in the pub up. They came to me and I was like, how do I avoid this? And this woman like went to grab me by the arm to pull me up, and I just looked at her dead in the eyes and I just went, I'm disabled. Which isn't entirely untrue. I've got a disability card in my pocket and I'll pull it out. It's a shit disability. And can I still dance? Yes. And should I have played that card? No. But I'm just saying, I've got a card. If she asks me for proof, I've got evidence, you know what I mean? But I didn't know what, I just, because I was also thinking, like, imagine if she went up to someone in a wheelchair. She doesn't know what someone's got. Well, I mean, if they were in a wheelchair, they'd give away. But you can't be trying to force someone to get up. So I went, I'm disabled. She didn't apologize. She didn't go, I'm sorry. She just literally went to the next person and just didn't even acknowledge what I said, which annoyed me even more.
What, for your made up disability?
I've got two club feet, Aaron, that were corrected surgically.
So they're fine then?
Yeah, the, for the most part, yeah.
Yeah. But I have got to... You just said they were corrected. you're just a miserable twat. I was out last night with Beth, and first of all, can I just say that the vibes of black people are just so fun, man. Like, they're just all fucking vibes, and I just love it. I'd love to hang out with Ori Styler every single day.
Can't keep bringing up Ori every time.
I've got such a man crush.
You love black people.
Well, he's the only one I know. No, I'm joking. But like, no, his vibes though, he's exactly what these guys had last night. Yeah. And I was sat with Beth and we were just having a few drinks, and then he started taking a photo of, like, so it was, so they were on like a couple's date, sort of thing, like double date. And one of the lads started taking a photo of the two women, and I just sort of like shimmied myself over into the photo a little bit, and I just sort of like started going like this, and just sort of like taking a little pinky out, taking a little sip of my drink, just basically photobombing them, being stupid. You would have thought, right, that I was God's gift to comedy with the way they reacted.
Really, yeah.
They were just all vibes. And this is my point being, they were, like, the guy started like running, like, because he didn't know until he, like, the picture was taken. Like, so he went to click onto it, and then I'm just in the background, like, side-eyeing, like, oh my God, I'll be in the shot. And he like left be at one laughing.
Yeah.
So it just makes you feel so good all the time. And then you've got you miserable. I've got a double club foot. I've got a really bad pain in my foot.
Can I just say, I was a little bit of a sourpuss. I had had like a long weekend. I was knackered, and
to be supporting your sister-in-law.
Yeah, I wasn't in the mood to dance though. I wasn't. I love a dance, but I've got to be in the mood for it. When I said that I'm disabled, the laugh I got from the people around me did make me feel good.
But you made an offensive joke. That's different.
It wasn't a joke. It was a statement.
No.
A factual statement.
Why did you get a laugh then if it was a factual statement? Why did it make you feel good that people were laughing at your disability if it was true?
I don't know. I get off on like people laughing at me shame. That's all this fucking podcast is.
Right.
Yeah.
It's like your little kink.
Yeah, I've got a shame kink. Yeah. That's why I've got this.
Okay. Should we talk about the Staunton clip that we put out? Because I think there's a few things that we need to mention about this.
It's so funny. The reaction to this has been I love it so much. I've wanted to talk to you about it all weekend, but I've just thought it would be best to do it on this.
I had some messages and there's been a lot of comments, and I've never had more fun in my life. So for a bit of context for listeners, obviously, if you listen to the last episode with Staunton, you'll know that we played a little April Fool's prank on Liam, where we sort of had a convoluted argument, myself and Adam, and Liam wasn't in on it, and he stormed out and all this sort of stuff. And then it turns out, April Fool's, ha ha ha, everyone's having a laugh. We posted the teaser of that whole situation, but with none of the context. So it wasn't an April Fool's prank in the teaser. We didn't put why he was actually storming off or what I'd brought up or anything. It was just a little teaser, and that has done 700,000 views at the time of us talking about it.
That is insane, yeah.
Which To be fair, our TikToks died a death recently.
Yeah,
so
we've
if
had
that
clips
doesn't
do
prove
better
the.
Than that.
Well, yeah, like early days. So. Yeah.
Not to say better as well, just like we've had high views on clips. Yeah. But this felt like you said, it's been a while since something like that's hit.
It just proves what the media wants to see, man. This like fake negativity. Where like everyone was just furious.
It would literally be called spread negativity.
Well, we've changed. It's the old me. But like it just breeds this fucking they were obsessed with it. The fact the full clip hasn't done nearly as well.
Yeah.
Obviously it only went out today, but I can already tell that it's slowed down and hasn't done nearly as well as the other one.
The amount of people that called both of us out for bringing it up when he asked us not to. That annoyed me because I didn't bring shit up. Yeah. And also, like, I am the fucking butt of the joke and I'm going, I can't believe you fucking fell for this. Like, I'm judging them. Going, you fucking idiot. Like, it's clearly April Fool's Day.
Well, there was a few bits. Should we go through some of our favourite comments?
Because I've got a few, yeah.
I've got a few that I've saved. And by saved, I got Beth to screenshot me her favourite ones. So the thing that got me the most was when...
I've got my absolute
somebody
favorite.
Commented, have you got the one of what a guy said that Adam did? Have you got that saved?
I've got a couple of things that have been said about what Adam did, yeah.
Okay, but right. Hit me with those and then I'll tell you what I noticed with that.
I hope you're going to do the best one, so I'll leave that. There's a number of theories in the TikTok comments, isn't there,
about what Adam may have done.
I like this one. FYI, he got caught pleasuring himself at the pick and mix at Woolworths and was banned from ever going back in.
Did you see the reply to that?
No, I didn't.
Are you serious? And he went, no, it shut 15 years ago.
That's why I liked it so much. This one was stupid. This was actually a reference to the episode, and I don't know if they did this on purpose. He's the guy that sat on the glass jar years ago and required a lot of anal stitches. I don't know if we talked about it on the public or the Patreon, but we did talk about that with Adam.
It was the public one, and, I'm pretty sure.
And then someone else was just so desperate for the actual answer. What their question made me laugh. It just said, he looks so angry. I still don't know what he did, and I can't trust any of the comments. They're all saying he, like, bummed a pigeon or something.
Well, my favourite one was it said something like he fiddled with a mannequin in Debenhams or something.
He got caught shagging a mannequin in a shopping centre in Liverpool while high on bath salts.
Right. Yeah.
But instead of shagging, they used the word that can't be said.
That comment, that comment got like 1,000 likes. And what happens on TikTok is if something's getting searched a lot after viewing that clip, it'll just put the search in the bottom corner. So you can just tap it and then get more information. So for example, part three to this.
Sorry, I'm not quite processing.
So... everyone in the comments has got the same question. So what's happening is they're watching the clip and then they're going, what did Adam Staunton do? And the AI algorithm is like putting it all together and like piecing it together as best as it can based on what people have commented.
Yeah.
So it gives you suggested searches.
Okay.
Based on the comments that are within the...
Okay.
So,
it's quite bad I didn't know that, having had a TikTok for so long.
It says, one of the suggested searches is, what did Adam Staunton do? Which is impressive, because we didn't even put his name on the thing here. And then it says, Adam Staunton mannequin. Adam Staunton walks off. What did Adam Staunton do to the mannequin? Adam Staunton mannequin, but spell M-A-N-A-K-I-N, by the way. Adam Staunton storms off podcast after mannequin. That's it. Adam Staunton shopping centre. Adam Staunton bath salts. We've ruined his career with one teaser.
Whoever put that comment is a fucking genius.
Yeah.
Like that is just so out of there. I can't believe that it worked.
It's so funny. And then it's got like Adam Staunton's like suggested stand-up clips underneath it and stuff. And it's like, it's just so funny, man. Great. And then Beth sent me some of her favourite comments. So let's... anyone saying he did anything is lying. Nothing comes up on Google for any of the stupid shit that people are waffling. Provide sources or just fuck off.
Oh my God.
People got so angry. And the thing that annoyed me is everyone said that we stole it off Jackmate, which was really fucking annoying. Everyone said that we copied Jackmate and with Pieface. And I hadn't seen that clip. And I've since watched a guy named Pieface.
That's his stage name.
I guess so. I think he was a big douche, maybe just eats a lot of pies and stuff. I don't know. But I hadn't seen that clip, but it kept getting commented so much that I thought, I'm just going to go and look for it. And I'll admit, it looks similar. But the reason it looks similar is because somebody storms off of a podcast. So of course it's similar, but I don't mean that we copied them. They are one of hundreds to do a stage a storm at on a podcast. I mentioned it to one of best friends yesterday when we were hanging out, and she said, yeah, she saw Roman Kemp and Becky Hill do it on like Capital.
Okay.
And like Little Mix have done it in like 2015 and stuff. He was not the first to stage a storm out on a podcast.
Yeah, we robbed off Little Mix.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. I was just fucking tanning Capital Breakfast every morning. So
I'm such a gimp as well. I'm the patsy of it all. That's the most annoying thing. Yeah. Is that everyone in the comments is like, oh, poor Adam, he asked you not to say it. I'm like, I'm the fucking butt of the joke. Well, they don't know that yet.
Someone put, he spent time with P. Diddy.
Oh, that's great. I like the idea of people Googling when you put in P. Diddy, and it's just like Adam Storch coming in like the suggested thing.
The more annoyed he got, the longer his neck got.
Just rigid.
The grinning childish people that make this podcast doing my head in, I will be avoiding this crap. And then someone put, who asked? And then he put, they asked me to comment. And he put, nobody asked you to comment. He put, Adam asked me. He literally asked me.
Oh,
Adam
my
has
God.
No idea who this person is.
Please comment, Adam.
Someone commented, actually, and I've not even got it saved. Someone commented that I'm an alpha male bully that can't be told no and has to disrespect all my friends at every opportunity. I've never been more excited in my life. I'm an alpha male.
Mate, they actually saw you.
I'm wearing a fucking sheep-like jacket. I'm
You're
an alpha male.
You're wearing a fucking hoodie in the end. You're an alpha male.
People are just so furious. The fact that like they deduce so much from a 35-second clip is mental. Yeah. Like they've got you all figured out. It's so insane. And the fact that the full clip with all the context where it actually gets funny and you know there's no drama hasn't done nearly as well tells you everything you need to know.
What I do like though is that when you watch it back, knowing it's a ruse, you see he's literally, Adam is smiling as he's kicking off. Now that could be construed as like, you know, you're put on the spot.
I don't know how to,
but like, you're smiling and looking at the camera. You're going, we'll just cut it, it's fine. And you got like a grin to your face, do you know what I mean?
I'm like laughing it off, and I did that in the moment, so I didn't break character and stuff. And my favourite is just the people that say that it's shit acting, surrounded by 250 comments of people getting fuming at me for being an arsehole.
Yeah.
And like someone commented saying saying that there was no need to do this to him in a live pod situation. You've like really disrespected him. And then someone replied to that saying, but what if he fiddled a kid? And in my mind, I was like, yeah, what if he did fiddle a kid? But then that person replied, said, then why did they have him on the pod? And I was like, yeah, fair enough. Yeah, that makes sense.
I'll classify that.
Yeah. Get back in my box.
I'm so glad that you haven't said my absolute favourite comments. So I'm hoping you've not seen it, but you probably have. This is my favourite comment. And it's literally stupid. Storton himself even put it in his story today. And I'm like, I'm glad he noticed it. It said, did they tell him he looked like Postman Pat? Because I'd never seen the similarity before. Really, and there is one. But also the idea that he's a guest on a podcast and he writes out to say, please, I know I look like Postman Pat, but please don't break it up.
And then I do that anyway.
I messaged you ahead of time saying not to reference it.
One of my favourite ones I just remembered was someone said, tell bro to put his eyes back in his head. That, just to clarify, was about Adam. Because the more angry he got, the more his eyes bulged. It wasn't about me, I promise.
Look like Postman Pat then.
And someone also said, it doesn't matter what happened, tell bro to blink. Because he's like, I said not to bring it up, but like, he's just not blinking for me.
Someone else said he looked like Paul O'Grady. Really? As well on TikTok. That's not as good as Postman Pat.
That's so funny.
Oh, mate.
I'm gigging with Staunton tonight, so I can't wait to talk to you about it.
Features. I've got a today I fucked up. Got a today I fucked up.
Can you sound enthused?
I've got a today I fucked up from your favourite website, Aaron. Reddit.
Didn't know you had a today I fucked up from the IKEA website. Fucking loving the IKEA website, by the way. Absolutely loving it.
Can you get meatballs on there?
No.
Not interested. Next topic. Why are you loving the IKEA website?
Just because they get you, you can like fiddle about with like, it's like Sims for adults.
Yeah.
It's like,
oh, you can like build the room, yeah.
Making like wardrobes and shit. Yeah. We're trying to like.
That's how the apocalypse starts, lad.
Trying to buy new shit. So. You can colour the walls.
Can you?
Wallpaper on them, yeah. You can put like skirting boards on them.
What's it called? Augmented reality.
Do the feature.
It is, that's what it's called.
I have no idea what you're on about.
Look, what you're talking about is
called augmented reality. I started the conversation, but I'm bored now.
Today I fucked up by accidentally showing my parents a really great view. The story actually did happen today and I'm still currently cringing. My partner and myself went to a famous national park for sightseeing, hiking and camping for the first time. We travelled from Canada to the US for the trip, so it was something we really were looking forward to. We did quite a few hikes and the sightseeing was great. Despite the normal photos being beautiful, we had the idea of upping the ante by snapping a few more artistic photos.
Go on, girl.
We wrapped up the trip and the photos we took were safely hidden away in Apple's secure hidden folder, which is fantastic, by the way. Do you do this?
I use Photo Vault. I'm an old boy.
Oh, lock and key, do you? Yeah,
password protected and all that.
The hidden folders, like your face ID and all that?
Yeah, but this I've had Photo Vault since before hidden was a thing.
You scare me. That's a scary comment.
Your boy's got gigabytes.
Flash forward a few days later, and my parents have us over to go through the trip and our experience. Does also say that's today's date, so just letting you know.
Okay, good.
Chronology. This was all fine and dandy, and in the end, I was asked to airplay our trip photos onto the not so small living room television. We went through the trip photos mostly uneventfully. Have you ever done this, by the way? You know, when you've been on holiday and you got family round and you're like, oh, look at the trip. Do you ever
no,
do that?
No, my nan used to do it, and it was just them in Malta in like a fucking...
Here's this statue. Yeah. Here's this wall.
Yeah, it'd just be like them.
Here's
on, like,
Barbara's
the shittest...
tits. I mean...
Who's Barbara?
Your nan. She is for the sake of my
bit. God, Rose. She's fucking lovely.
Rosie's posy. So on AirPlay, they have little thumbnails of the photos on the bottom part of the screen. And unbeknownst to me, I had swiped the little thumbnail to a landscape photo featuring my partner topless. I somehow must have missed one in the hidden folder. Worst of all, I didn't immediately realise what I'd done until my partner belted my name and my mother laughed. I swiped the photo away as quick as I could and cue my dad saying, what did he miss, as if he didn't see it on the flat screen. Dad's like, oh, go back to that one.
That's so creepy, though.
He's just sat like right there.
He's like, let us see that again.
Let me see them mountains. I missed the mountains. Few awkward conversation thereafter. I apologised profusely to my partner. She graciously accepted and understood, and we both felt quite embarrassed. It could be worse, and maybe eventually this will be a funny memory. Needless to say, I will be triple checking any and all possible future photos. Today I fucked up.
Yeah, I mean, he can't help what happened, really. He didn't know. He didn't do it on purpose. Are you partial to a little sneaky little photos, little...
Define sneaky.
No, but
like, taken with permission.
Like a little artistic photo on holiday, if you will.
I've never done anything in public like that, no.
You're boring, you lad.
No, I'm just terrified of becoming a meme. I've lived my adult life in fear of being a meme.
Right.
Because I've seen...
How would
not,
you be, though? So it's secluded if you are doing
no,
it.
No, have you not seen that footage of, someone's, like, filming a castle on holiday? It's, like, a dead sunny... I think it's, like, Greece or something. There's some, like, ancient castle in the distance. And they just see something going on at the top, and they zoom in, and it's just fucking Ethel leaning over the edge, getting pounded by Bruce from behind.
Right.
They're unbeknownst to them. They think they've got, like,
who
no one's around.
So I can picture
I'm Ethel.
Right. Like,
unbeknownst to them, nothing's going... You know, they think nothing's going on. Yeah. It's all secrete and just vast in the distance. It's on camera. And that shit me up. I've never had any sort of sexual encounter in a public environment because
I'm not Shag Beth in Tesco
or out. But it sounded if she gets a fanny out in a bush.
What?
What are you talking about?
Like the titty photos and that. Like
out and about and though. Yeah, well, bikini photos is different, isn't it? I asked Rebecca to take photos of me in my bikini all the time.
Yeah, fair dues. I'm too aroused for this conversation. The more I think about you getting pumped in the ass, it's just...
Over the edge of an ancient castle.
That'll
have you rethinking your stance on city breaks.
Yeah.
You'll be like, when's the next one?
Yeah.
When are we going on one? Yeah, do you not worry about the fact that there's cameras everywhere all the time? I'm terrified of falling over and it getting caught on film.
Mm, No, I just I live my life 100 miles an hour.
Oh, do you? Yeah, you live life in the fast lane. You said that in the most chilled, laid back, like
just like, live my life,
live fast, die hard. You know,
yeah. Live fast, die young. Bad girls do it well. That's me. You know,
is it?
So that's finished. Yeah.
So go on. What have you done in public on holiday?
Ah,
bear sitting on sun lounges.
No. No, I don't know.
You don't want to share, do you?
No, there's nothing to share, genuinely.
Yeah. Why'd you call me out on it then?
Because I thought I'd done more stuff. Thought I was a bit
just
more
a pair
exciting.
Of
I went
little...
to that that Berlin spa, the naked spa. I told you about that, didn't I?
You did, and yeah. I've since actually watched a documentary on Netflix about the
my
spas
experience.
In Berlin. Yeah, your experience. Yeah, you're the meme now. No,
I didn't know that was a documentary. Sick.
If you're not onto it, there's a show on Netflix called Risky Business, and it's Korean. They send these two Korean fellas who I think the famous out there, one's a presenter, one's a musician.
Who famously have the smallest cocks in the world.
Well, you don't see their cocks. They have an excuse because
I'm watching
they're fucking,
them.
I know.
Probably blurred anyway if they're Korean.
And they've no, that's Japan. No, you're Asia. They go, they say each season they go to different, so in the first season I think they go to Japan, and not the only season I saw was Germany and Amsterdam. So it was like sending these two fellas to the red light district, sending these two fellas to a German spa. Sending them to like a BDSM dungeon, and it was just dead interesting. It was funny watching their reactions.
I wish
your
mum's all right.
Yeah, she's sad.
She's good. Yeah, yeah, love her, Sue.
It's well worth a watch. Risky Business, it's called.
I'll have a look at it.
I can. Yeah, no, you won't. I just fucking it's hard, so hard to sell anything to you. I'll have a look at it. At least you fucking.
I'll add it to the list. At
least you yeah. So there's a reason why this is a little bonus. Midweek episode, isn't there, Aaron?
There is.
Do you want to tell the nice people why?
We split up.
Yeah.
We split up.
We have. Aaron
Liam's
broke
been
up with
cheating
me.
On me.
Mm-hmm. I've been shagging and tagging. I don't know what that
been
means.
Been getting bombed by F.
We cut that.
Did we? Fair enough.
We haven't now. I've put it in.
Yeah. Well, this might be in. Maybe. I don't know.
We are... ceasing to exist. I don't know how else to phrase this.
You're doing great, babe.
It's a really weird announcement to make, seeing as we've just had like a rebrand and we started a Patreon. I think we were just trying to make changes to see if we could like, I don't know, light a fire underneath things.
Underneath my butt.
Yeah.
My big juicy butt.
As much as we love...
The big juicy stadium. Who knows?
Yeah, this has been a long record. We talk about so much and we don't know what's
staying
in. What's not.
It's been 5 hours. The episode's going to be 34 minutes.
Well, this is officially the last episode. We're going to stop. We're just going to stop, yeah. I don't know how else to phrase it.
Yeah, there's not really any other way to phrase it. We've been thinking about it for a while, and we did sort of think that, you know, rebranding and stuff and starting the Patreon was going to sort of revitalize us. We've been thinking about it for a little while, but we've just got far too much going on. And I don't know why we thought that adding an extra episode into our already insane schedule was going to help us. But there's just we've just got too much going on in our personal lives and stuff, and we can't find the time for...
It's not even like, as much as I love like recording and chatting shit with you and then having a laugh with guests, it's we're just self-produced. It's just me and Aaron, so the demands of that, whilst trying to, like, you know, I've still got like a full-time job, I'm not gigging nowhere near as much as I was pre-pod or at the start of the pod, because life's kind of dictated by the edit. And as much fun as it is, I'd rather be gigging if I'm going to do something with
anything.
My time.
Yeah. And also just like me going to the Fringe and stuff this year, Liam's going away, I'm going away. Between now and August, we would, if we carried on doing it, to stick with the same schedule we currently have, we'd have to record and edit 60 episodes.
Yeah.
In like 17 weeks, I think it is, until I go to the Fringe. It's just not doable anymore. And like, it takes so much work to do it. And... yeah, obviously, I know it's going to be really sad for a lot of the listeners who've stuck with us since the start, and we do really appreciate it. It's not the end forever. We'll probably pick something up again when we've got more of
There's no ill... Sorry to cut you off, but there's no ill will at all between me and Aaron. Obviously, one of us had to bring up the conversation, and I'm just calling you out in front of everyone now, but...
I'll cut it.
No, but I'm...
It'll go with Ethel.
All I'm saying is that's a hard thing to, like, bring up, and when he did bring up how he was feeling, I was feeling exactly the same way. So it's there's definitely no animosity, because these are thoughts that we've been having for a little while, and as much as there's like a lot of positives about the pod, it's a lot of work. People don't see that. People think it's you're just chatting shit for an hour. It's everything else that comes with it, and we don't really.
And we don't want to get our violins out either. We chose to do it, and it's one of those things. And there's definitely people that work harder in life and stuff, but it's just on top of everything else that we've got to do.
Yeah, yeah.
We're just really struggling to find the time. And, like, I mean, you're fucking... Every episode, I've been ill for the past 3 months.
Yeah.
Like, I'm just taking on so much work all of the time. And, yeah, there's things that are taking a back seat when they shouldn't be. And yeah, I can't keep up with the workload anymore. And
yeah, and you're not alone. I 100% back that. And yeah, I don't want to be all woe is me, because it's been a laugh, and I've enjoyed the, like, all the comments, people sending in submissions. I've enjoyed the engagement that we've had. It's not sustainable to have.
It's making episodes harder as well, because we don't have anything to talk about, because all we've done is
edit
all week. So there's nothing exciting that's happened to us. So then we're getting here and it's just becoming a bit of a chore sometimes. And then the episodes aren't as fun for that reason. So then we feel like we're shortchanging you, and it's just, we're spinning so many plates, and something's just got to give in the end. And this takes up by far the most time. So it's just one of those things. But yeah, there's no ill will between ill will.
I think that's what I said. I'm sorry to say it's right.
There's no animosity. I'll change it. There's no animosity between me and Liam. Much the opposite, to be honest. Yeah. And obviously, sometimes you think of, like, oh, it's behind the scenes, it's probably off on, but it couldn't be further from the truth. Yeah. And we're still really great mates, and we're going to continue to be. And I just think it's one of those things where we're just too busy.
Yeah. It's not to say, you never know what the future's got to bring, to fucking sound like a cat poster. You know, hang in there. No, you never know what the future's going to bring, but for now, it's the best decision.
Life isn't about getting sad about the rain. It's about learning to dance in it or something.
That came too quickly. I'm going to get that tattooed.
I don't actually know what the phrase is.
It worked.
Life isn't about...
autistically fixating on a phrase.
Yeah. Yeah, this is why the pod's ending, because Liam can't stand to hear.
No, it's not at all.
He's offensive to my struggle. Yeah.
That's not it at all. It's hard to, like, literally it feels weird having this announcement. We've not really given it much planning in terms of we just wanted it to be authentic.
We were going to give it more planning, but then we sort of came to the conclusion that because we had the conversation today, and that's when we sort of decided, like, we'll make this one the last one, because if we do it any, like, beyond this, then you're going to pay an extra month of Patreon, but potentially only get an extra one episode for a month.
Exactly.
It's just not fair. And, when this goes out, that'll be a full month of, Patreon episodes and stuff, so nobody's been shortchanged or anything, and obviously you guys can go ahead and cancel if you have signed up, and then no one, like, cause it'd be such a dick move to do one extra one and get
so
another.
That you're paying for a second month. We really didn't want to do that. We always said when we didn't have a Patreon, because we wanted to be able to, like, make it worthwhile, and then when we did it, we just instantly realized how much extra it was that we'd taken on, and it would have been disingenuous to. We've made all the promises of things we were going to do
from special so bad
from a genuine place. We want to do those things, but wanting to do them and having the time and the energy and to do it is another thing entirely. It's just not sustainable.
But if anyone wants to do a podcast with me, then hit me
He's
up.
He's got all the equipment.
It is Liam all along.
Yeah, just buy me out.
Yeah, that's it.
Buy me out.
Won't take much. Just lie to you about what everything's worth.
But it's literally not been a one-sided decision either. It's been, like, obviously it took one of us to bring it up, but it's completely amicable. And that makes it even weirder, to be honest.
Yeah, it'd be easier if I just thought you were a dickhead, and then I could just post on Instagram that, we're done and see you later.
Did you play out the conversation in your head of how it was going to go? Were you like, oh, what if he says it like that? What if he acts like this?
No, not really.
No?
No, I didn't really give him much thought. You don't mean that much to me.
Yeah, that's a great way to end.
It's like when you do sort of like cheat on your partner, it's like, it'd just be so much easier if she just cheated because then I could get past it. But the fact that we've just broken up is just so hard to deal with. Because I don't hate him. I don't hate him. It'd be so much easier if I just hated you. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know what else to say. It's a tough closing.
Yeah, it's shit, but
statement.
It's one of those things. We didn't miss an episode for over 2 years.
We're proud of everything that we have done. For the most part.
Yeah. And if you're a new listener, just go through the back catalogue of episodes. Like, if you sort of jumped on in the last couple of months, there is 2 years of episodes there.
Everything's going to stay up.
And everything's going to stay up and stuff. Yeah. We'll probably post clips from time to time on our own socials or whatever. And yeah, maybe again, we'll pick it up in the future. I mean, his missus just made a sign and she's going to be furious.
Yeah, that's
she
it.
Doesn't know yet. You'll probably find that out.
I know, I'm in so much trouble.
So that's staying up. that'll be up long
doing
after
it
my mum
for
leaves.
Another year.
Yeah.
What did you say? Staying up until your mum leaves.
Yeah. Somebody else comes in and has a little fucking
fucking ball ache ripping the last one off.
Yeah, it was. Really was. And I'm keeping the plant and Hasbulla. He can have the
yeah,
tech.
He gets custody of Hasbulla. I'm not really asked about that.
You get Brad.
Yeah, I'll get Brad. Yeah. We're both going to take the photos of each other home, find new homes for them. That'll be nice, won't it?
Yeah, I'll probably put mine on Beth's side of the bed. You can put...
This is going in the passenger seat for the drive home. I'm seatbelting it in.
Seatbelting it in.
Paul Walker, baby. It's been a long... I'm Vin Diesel. It's been a long day without you, my friend.
See you again.
Yeah. But we'll jump in next week. I'll see you next week.
Yeah, literally. So yeah, it's one of those things, and we're sad to have to do it. It's just like we just can't fucking keep up with the work, and yeah, there's not really much else to say. You know, if you're sad about it.
Thank you.
I'm seeing my show at the Edinburgh Fringe. I'm at the Hooting Annie's at 4:30 p.m.
And I'll be in the old Swan Tesco most Saturdays doing my weekly food shop between the hours.
Yeah, and to be fair, you'll probably have more of an audience in there than I will at my Fringe show. Yeah, that's part of it. I've got to write a new show this year, and I'm just not finding the time to do anything.
But in all seriousness, like, thank you so much for all the support. For anyone who's ever fucking shared a clip, commented on a video, it means a lot. Sent us a submission, slid into the DMs. We loved all the not love all that sounded fucking seedy.
No,
yeah, you know what I mean.
Some of it was seedy. Shout out, Steve Moore.
Yeah, you should be ashamed of yourself, Steve.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope that lube. You hope you still have that side lube.
Yeah,
and it'll be worth less than it was when I bought it with our names written on it. And
yeah,
being out of date.
Yeah, there's been loads of pretty cool memories, and I knew I was going to speak to Liam about stopping, and I was going back through like the Rolodex of because you can go on to TikTok and type in like at the top of a profile you can put like popular or latest videos.
Yeah,
so I watched all the videos in like ascending order of how well they did, and yeah, there's been some really cool moments, and we've loved doing it, and we're sad to stop it, but you know we keep getting told there's too many podcasts, so
yeah, it's just completely gonna look like that's the one clip destroyed us. A finale though.
Yeah.
I enjoyed that.
If
that's
you know, if we were ever gonna be affected by something some loser on TikTok said, then what's the point in doing stand up? We should probably quit now. Yeah. But yeah, we are really grateful for all the support. We started this like 2 years ago, and we didn't expect to have as many listeners as we did. Largely, we were completely unknown within the industry, and that is still true today. but it's less unknown, somewhat. But yeah, we're really sorry it's ending, and we really do appreciate all the support. Come and see us at a show to let us know that you are a fan of the pod and stuff. And we'll hopefully see you guys around and stuff. It's been a long day.
Without you, my friend, and I'll tell you all about it when I see you.
You can be James Dean, you can be Beyonce, you can
that worst song ever. What I think would be nice as well, if you could...
Back again, I'm back to you.
What song was this?
That's still
the same one. I think a really good... positive thing that could be done is if anyone who's if you're listening and not watching on YouTube, head over to YouTube in the comment section, just put like your favorite moment from the podcast. I think it would make like everyone feel better about it if we could sort of like relive
and by everyone who just means he and I
and my mum, she watches
and your mum, yeah. or just drop us a message on Instagram and stuff. Like I say, we're really sorry it's ending and we're really sad about it. It's just one of those things sometimes. I'm repeating myself. So I don't know what to, what do you say? What do you say? Just bye.
I guess.
Drop us a little message. Tell us, make us feel good. Let us know how important we were to you. And then after you've done that, go and download the Bad Friends podcast.
That's sick, it's a really good podcast actually.
Yeah, the real little small podcast out there in the States, it could really do with the support. It's a couple of unknown comics.
It's going to be hard for some listeners. I know that. I know that there's going to be some listeners who really do value this every week, and we value you. And we're sorry to if we're letting you down. But largely, I think we're just doing you a favour.
Yeah, you don't need us in your ear every single week. That can't be good for anyone.
I think the thing that made us realise, we actually had a listener messages recently saying how they'd had a car crash while we were playing in the car, and just the thought of our voices being someone's the last thing that they heard. Like, I just don't think it's good for anybody.
No, it's not. But we have loved it.
The visual of you fat cunt of me fucking screaming.
How is your mum? She all right? No, we've loved it. We've loved doing it, and it's just one of those things where, like, we can't just keep up with the workload. But it's nothing. I'm just saying the same shit.
Yeah, I think we've said everything that we can say. And once again, thank you for the support.
And we said that as well.
Yeah. Catch you on the flip side.
Sorry, Tony Hawk. Come and see us at a show. We'll still be gigging all around the country and stuff, and I'll like post my gig lists every month and stuff, so give us a follow on socials if you don't already do it. Come and see us at a show. We'd love to know that you guys are a fan of the pod, and yeah, once again, we do just really appreciate it. Have you got anything else you would like to add?
No, that's everything. Thank you and good night.
So
there we go. I got it. Yeah, I love that.
What was he called? The guy that used to host the news. What was he called? Trevor McDonald's. Because he's fat. Because he's fat. We had to get one more in before we ended.